This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We will begin today with a story from the Marketplace desk of Where Have You People Been Anyway? Congress is finally getting to updating this country's cybersecurity laws. Years in the making, I think it's fair to say. Passed in the House today, up for debate in the Senate soon. The idea is to get private companies to share data about hacks and security issues with the federal government. No easy trick, I know. From Washington, Marketplace's Tim Fitzsimmons starts us off.
Cyber attacks are a unique threat. They're silent and invisible, and companies underestimate their risk. Take the breaches at Target, Sony, and Anthem. After those high-profile attacks, Congress is moving quickly on two bills that push for greater data sharing with the government.
Their focus on information sharing as some kind of solution to this problem is frankly kind of baffling.
Matt Blaze is a professor of computer science at the University of Pennsylvania. He says data sharing isn't necessarily the solution to the problem.
Which is that these systems are very weak to begin with.
You probably understand why they're weak. Think of how many times your computer or smartphone asks you to install a security update. Systems administrators also procrastinate. Another reason this is moving forward, lawmakers have addressed privacy concerns. Before anything is shared, companies must try to scrub out personal data. That's all well and good, says Mark Jacox of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, but
what we've seen in the surveillance context is that the procedures don't actually protect privacy.
While the Senate still has to act, there is one proposal from the House Intelligence Committee to share this information with the NSA and the Pentagon. That could throw a wrench into the gears of the entire proposal, says Gregory Nojame, senior counsel with the Center for Democracy and Technology.
That sounds a lot more like a surveillance bill than it does a cybersecurity bill.
Remember, after the Snowden leaks, internet giants like Google promised not to share user data with the government. Nojame says the NSA part of the bill may end up discouraging the information sharing it's trying to encourage. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.